Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Don't get scared. You still got another hour of pure home happiness with us at Rosie on the House. We only talk about things everyone loves. You and your home. How can you beat that? You're tired of listening to all that other national and local news that drags you down, beats you up, and throws you in the gutter? Just forget about it. You're in my house. Let's be happy and talk about you and your home. We do that by you dialing 1-888-767-4348. There's an automatic attendant that will answer the phone, and you just bypass that by pushing 1, and you'll be put in direct contact with Sweet Jennifer, who's here in the studio. She'll get your name, like Tim, who is a first-time caller who's called. We're going to take his call here in just a minute. We've got a couple open lines. If you'd like to get in, now would be the time to do it. Now, the other thing that it would be time to do is for you to log on to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. I promised that of the first 100 new people that asked for our Rosie on the House homeowner handbook calendar for 2021, we would draw a winner for a Valley Forge Made in America red, white, and blue Old Glory top of the line quality American flag with a mounting bracket and a short flag staff that you can mount on the outside of your home and display your proud American commitment. One winner will be drawn, but we've had such an overwhelming response. I will tell you, get on there now, and we will draw two winners from the top 200 entries that get the first 200 that get admitted today. If you're a current subscriber and you get an automatic renewal every year, you don't have to call in. We're looking for new people to reach. Maybe your neighbor's new. Call us. Give us their name and address. We'll send them a calendar. We won't give that information or share it with anybody.
Miss Marty just called in to get hers, and she said, can I have three? She said, I promise I'll give them to people that haven't heard of you. So that's a great way to help us get the word out, too.
Absolutely. We are here to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And the best thing you can do for any newcomer to Arizona or new homeowner is make sure they know about Rosie on the House. We're here to serve you, the Arizona homeowner. So if you don't have a computer, you are welcome to call and give us your name and address, and we'll get these calendars to you. Why don't we go to Tom, who's been waiting very patiently for a good long while we covered all the content I wanted to get through, and see if we can't help him out, especially because he is a first-time caller to the show. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Well, thank you for your patience, my man. What's your question, buddy?
I have a question regarding flooring.
Okay.
We're going to replace our current tile flooring. It's probably a little over 1,000 square feet. Originally, what we were thinking of doing is tile planks. My wife and I want to get away from grout, so we've actually changed our mind. And, too, also, I'd like to add that ripping up the current tile, we both work from home, it would be a disaster. We would probably have to leave or pay an exorbitant amount of money to have it removed and do it cleanly.
Okay.
So we were actually thinking about doing hardwood planks or even vinyl plank floating on the top of our current tile. I wanted to get your opinion on that.
And is this a project you're trying to do yourself?
No, we actually have a contractor that would be doing that for us.
Okay, good. Well, I would want who's ever going to install it to take a look at the condition of the existing tile. We want to make sure there aren't any subsurface cracks that are telegraphing through to the tile. If there are, we need to figure out why they're there and do they need to be addressed before we put anything over the top. We need to take a look at the undulations between the existing tile and the grout line. How much of the undulation could possibly transfer through to the surface of the vinyl. I would want to take a good hard look at that. We can lay vinyl over the top of several flooring products, but if it's got an uneven surface to it at all, just know in time that will transfer through to whatever you're putting on top of it. I can tell you this, that in our remodeling company, we only use or we prefer to use a dust-free tile removal company. They charge us $2.75 a square foot. If you're interested, I can make arrangements for them to get in touch with you, and I will have them perform the job at our contractor's cost, not retail value. That's going to save you about 30%. It really does remove all the tile with less than a tablespoon of dust for 1,000 square feet. It's an incredible process. Whatever contractor you've already selected to do the job, you follow their recommendations, but you make sure they understand your expectations. You don't want to lay down a $6, a $8, or a $10 square foot luxury vinyl tile wood plank, and then in 2 years have it showing all the underlying grout undulations of the tile they laid over the top of. So proceed with your contractor. Make sure they are licensed, bonded, and insured. And thank you for being a first-time listener. Do you have a Rosie on the House homeowner handbook calendar?
I do not.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address, and you will now get that calendar. And thanks for calling. I hope that information helps. If you've got the licensed bonded contractor selected, they're the ones that are going to be responsible for your long-term happiness. Make sure they understand your expectations, and make sure you're very clear with them about what you want. Go ahead, Ron. Yeah, they're lining up, baby. Let's take them.
Julie's next on the line. Welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you?
Good morning. I always enjoy your show. I had a question for you. You were talking earlier about trying to find a block home. Well, I live in Glendale. Mine is a frame home. It was built in 83. And I've been wanting to do, I'm doing upgrades slowly. I've been wanting to do something about more energy efficient siding. And I wasn't sure how to go about that, having frame.
Oh, there are lots of options, Julie. The home was built in 83. Now, how long have you been in it?
94.
Since 94. So you've experienced the life of what you've had to do to keep the home up. There are lots of things.
Oh, yes.
There are lots of things we can do. Let's start, Julie. Have you had a whole house energy audit done yet?
No, I have not. I did recently have the blown-in insulation put in and had gotten a new air conditioner. It's been about a year and a half ago that I did all that.
Okay. And how many square feet is the home?
It's about, I want to say it's about 17, 18.
And you're a year-round resident?
I am.
And how many people live in the house?
Just myself.
And does it have a swimming pool?
No.
Is it all electric?
Yeah.
What temperature do you keep it in the middle of the summer?
Usually I try to go with 80.
Yeah. Well, you're probably not spending more than $140 a month in the middle of the summer on your electric bill, are you?
No, not usually, except, for this last summer.
Yeah. Well, you're doing incredibly well, and I just want to warn you that you aren't going to get that bill much lower than you've already got it, no matter how much you spend. But I will do this. I will come to the house, we'll visit, we'll take a look at it, and I will grant you a free whole house energy audit. So stay online, and I'll bring you a calendar. Stay online. We'll get the appointment information made. We'll get you a whole house energy audit made. You've got to do that first before you spend another dime trying to squeeze out energy from your home. Okay, Julie, you're going to be glad you called. We're going to take good care of you like we do every Arizona homeowner.